word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word. We're so glad you could join us today. We've been studying about prayer, and today, as we come to an end of the year, this was going to be our last Bible study in this series. And it's also very important because I want to give you some very important things about learning to pray. Now, to be honest with you, these were some things that were given to me years ago by an old preacher, a pastor that I had known for years, and actually, it came in a private conversation. This was not a message that I preached, but I'm sure at some point he did preach this. I didn't hear him preach it, but I have a feeling that he did at some point. And I want to pass it on to you. Before I do, I want to remind you about our prayer journal. As we're concluding this year and as we're concluding this series on prayer, this will be the last opportunity you have to get that little prayer journal. And I want to encourage you to go find out. What a great time of the year to begin a prayer journal. Now, this is just a little pocket prayer journal. It's slightly smaller than a 3x5 card. It's a great price for a gift of $4 to this ministry. We'll be able to send you one of these little prayer journals. They're absolutely free of postage. It's $4 and that's it. We're not going to tack anything else on. And it'll help this ministry, help us buy broadcast time and equipment and things like that. And so go look at the website, considerhisword.org. Click on where it says store. You'll find a couple of things there. By the way, you'll find a book that I wrote, which is a great book for starting a new year, a book called Consider His Word. It's a daily devotional. Wrote it a number of years ago. But go find that prayer journal. $4. Click on that link. It'll take you through the process. And we'll be happy to get that prayer journal out to you just as soon as we can. As we come to the end of the year, there's two commitments that I want to ask you to make. The first one is to reading the Word of God. Are you reading the Bible every day? Find you a plan. There's many of them out there. If you don't have one, write to me. I've got a few here that I can send you. And again, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and just click on the Contact Us. And I'll send you a reading program for free, a reading plan for free, or include it with your prayer journal, however you want to do it. I'd love to get that in your hands. But get you a plan and start reading the Word of God every day. Listen, you don't have to read through the Bible in a year. Some do that. You can begin reading a book. I would recommend you read the Gospel of John. Some read the Proverbs. They start on the first day. Proverbs has 31 chapters, and most months have 31 days. Whatever day it is, read that proverb. But whatever you have to do, begin the habit of being in the Word of God. The second thing I want to ask you is to get into the habit of prayer, of praying every day, of being in constant communication with your Heavenly Father. Pray every day. And, you know, when you do these things, you're going to see that you're going to begin to get stronger in your faith. You're going to begin to grow in the Lord. Your walk with the Lord will be sweeter, and I believe God will bless you. God will be walking with you every day. I want to encourage you to do those things. Get in the Scripture and begin to pray. Today I want to pass these few thoughts on that as you pray and learning how to pray. You know, we have some great promises of prayer. My favorite, Jeremiah 33:3, that says, "Call unto me, And I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not of. God invites us to pray. He asks you to come and pray. And he says, I'll hear you when you pray and show you things that you're not even thinking about. My other verse is Philippians 4:6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now listen to this. It goes on in verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You want the peace of God? Pray. Bring those requests to him. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more here in a moment. Jesus told us in Matthew 26:41, he said, watch and pray. And I want to encourage you to develop a life of prayer. Many times when people pray, we call them a prayer warrior. You could become that prayer warrior. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church. Pray for our country. Pray for this ministry. Pray for your family and those around you. Let me give you these things real quick. First of all, when you pray, pray faithfully. Now, what I mean by that is pray believing. Jesus said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. When we come to God in prayer, we've got to come in faith. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. And so when you come to him, come believing that God, first of all, is there, and that God is hearing you, and that God is answered. By the way, God is able to answer. There is nothing you can pray that is beyond God's ability. Now understand, it may be outside of God's will. And God's only going to answer those things that are in his will. Now remember, and I've said this before, God may say yes, God may say no, God might say wait. In any case, it's his will, and you've got to be committed to living in the will of God, but come believing that God is going to hear you and God's going to answer you. Another scripture, a great scripture I like is Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Are you trusting him? When you come to pray, you know, don't come and pray and say, well, maybe God will answer, or maybe he won't, or maybe he'll hear me, or maybe he won't. Listen, that's like James talked about, being tossed about like on in the wind or on the waves of the sea. Come believing and trusting. Put your faith in the Lord. He can do anything. He can do all things. And so come believing and trusting. The second thing when you come to God is to pray specifically. That's where this prayer journal comes in great, because then you can write down your prayer requests. Again, Philippians 4:6, I quoted a few minutes ago, says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And so come to God with specifics. Pray for that person by name. Pray for that missionary by name. I met a pastor one time, and he said, this is how I pray for missionaries. When I pray for missionaries, I just say, God bless all the missionaries. Well, maybe God will do that. But God, I think, wants us to come specifically. Pray for that missionary that you know. Pray for that pastor by name. Pray for that problem, that trial, whatever it is. Come and bring it to God very specifically. Name it. Write it down. And pray very specifically for those things. Call out that person's name in prayer. You go before God, not only pray faithfully, but pray specifically. You know, James said, we have not because we ask not. Maybe our prayers are too broad and too wide, and we need to be more specific in the things that we ask God for and in the things we're praying about. The third thing is to pray constantly. pray every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. Now, there's two things here. One, I believe we ought to pray every day. Remember Daniel? The Bible said he would come and pray every day. In fact, he'd pray three times a day. And we're talking about that time when you come apart and find a place where you can get alone with God and just talk to him every day. Many I know pray first thing in the morning. Some get up early in the morning. For some, they pray at night, at the end of the day. You know, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're praying and having that relationship with the Lord, praying constantly and praying consistently. And so there's having that time of prayer with God, but also he said, pray without ceasing. Pray all day. For me, you know, we live out here in the middle of the Everglades, and it's an hour for me just to get to town. And a lot of the time, that's when I pray, going down the highway. Going down through the swamp here and just take some time. I turn the radio off and I begin to call out people in prayers. God lays them on my heart. I'll call out people's name in prayer and pray for them specifically, but praying consistently. You know, we all have those down times during the day. And instead of grabbing your phone and playing that game or checking your email or Twitter or whatever it is, take a moment and just talk to the Lord first. And let those requests be made known unto God. So pray every day, but also be praying all of the time. And then the last thing is to pray fervently. James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray fervently. Now, fervently, it literally means hot, to pray hot. Do you pray hot prayers? But I think it means to pray genuinely. That when we come, we're serious with God, and we're sincere with God, and we're genuine with God, not hiding anything, not holding anything back, but coming before God in full surrender and full submission to his will, and praying with a heart that is real. Now listen, don't get in a habit of reading somebody else's prayers. You know, those are fine to read sometimes, and I've seen them. I've seen prayer books, and there's prayers there for healing and prayers for provision and prayers for travel, even prayers for pets. And those are right, but you know, God really wants to hear your heart, and he wants to know your need, and he wants to know what is on your mind. And so bring those things to the Lord and pray fervently before the God. Now, you have the promise, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, I don't know that we've ever seen what could happen if all of God's people would seriously get before God in prayer. And as we wind up today, I want to encourage you to just pray. Pray for this ministry. Pray every day. Get into a habit of prayer, not just once a week when you go to church, but praying every day, praying faithfully, praying specifically, praying constantly, and praying consistently, and praying fervently. And I believe God will hear, and God will answer you when you pray. I appreciate you listening. And I pray that you'll have a great year. God bless you. Consider his word.